Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I hope that everybody's doing great and managing through the winter months. It's hard to believe that it's almost the end of February and that we're soon heading into March and that the winter season is coming to the close and spring is around the corner. I have a really big treat for all you listeners today. I have a very special guest. My guest today is the producer, the CEO, and founder of Authentic You Radio, Authentic You Media, and soon to be Authentic You Television. Her name is Michelle Arbeau. She is a celebrity numerologist, an intuitive, and an extremely amazing human being who's so pure and raw to the core that I actually decided that before I head into my All About Men series, which may end up forever, I had one or two last female guests that I wanted to bring onto my show who could share their backstory and how they really lived and came into their life purpose. So today, Michelle is honoring me and honoring all of us with her story. So I'd like to bring on Michelle and have her share with whatever she would like to share, and I will be asking her some questions along the way, and I really hope you do, all of you really do enjoy this. This really spiraled after I had thought to myself for a really long time, should I or shouldn't I go to a live Tony Robbins event and walk on fire? And a cute quick story that it's something that I said I would never do. This past weekend, I decided that I will be doing it this summer in Silicon Valley, and that all that I learned about Tony reminded me so much of the same kind of passion and pure and rawness that Michelle has. So I'd like to bring on Michelle right now and have her share her breadcrumbs, as she calls it, of her story, and for all you listeners to know that owning who and what you are and following your life path and your dreams really comes from within, comes from the uniqueness that we all have on the inside, not from the contrary of how we've all always felt that all those influences come externally. They don't. So, Michelle, hello. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much, Linda. You know, it's so interesting to listen each time you do the intro for everyone, because it seems like you do it so well for everyone. You make them sound so great, and you made me sound, I'm almost blushing. Great.
You're
intro,
very cute,
definitely.
When you blush, by the way, so it's too bad that really we need to get you on TV so that all the listeners can see how adorable you truly are, but you don't need to be blushing because everything about you is just so rosy and so beautiful. It was absolutely my pleasure. I would love you to just start wherever you'd like to start, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, well, you know, it's so interesting that you invited me on to talk about my backstory, because literally when I received your email, I was working on a script for a video that I'm doing for Authentic Media about my backstory, and I really wanted to show people in a nutshell, you know, how I went from being totally unhappy and directionless, you know, just kind of floundering around, which a lot of people are doing right now, to really owning it and living my passion and purpose and really, you know, being truly happy for the first time in my life. And so it was just very synchronistic that I got your email. And, you know, I think that was a sign for me to definitely come on and share my story, because I think it's timely. I think that, you know, the shifting we've been going through for so long, I mean, 2011, wow, that was a totally rough year for a lot of people. And, you know, we were glad to see it end, but at the same time, we were also glad we went through it, because I think a lot of people came out of it feeling like they had won a battle of some sort. And as we move into 2012, I think we're still, you know, shifting and going through a lot of changes, but they're a little bit different. I think they're all about authenticity. I think that is truly the new buzzword, and people are really owning it, you know, really owning their truth. And one by one, I'm seeing so many people really starting to step into it, and it's so great. And like you said, Linda, before we went on air, that so many people are using that word now. It seems to be popping up everywhere.
Well, you're a pioneer because I know you had that word and you had it branded and trademarked and whatever way before. So that's the intuitive part of you that, you know, for all you listeners, Michelle is always marveling me when I mention a name or bring someone on the show that she will intuitively feel their vibrations. And the first connection I had with Michelle, I really truly understood what the word authentic meant. And I really must say, you do own that. How long ago did you come up with that word, and where were you at when you did? Were you just giving readings? Were you doing only numerology? Where was your shift when you realized, you know, oh my God, this is my platform, this is my life purpose, and this is really, you know, my calling. This is why I'm here. This is what I need to do. Talk about your breadcrumbs. We want to hear.
Well, you know, the breadcrumbs I really didn't realize until, you know, I moved out west, coming from the East Coast. But really, you know, the Authentic You brand was really born from a time when I thought I was finished shifting. I thought I was really ready to own being, you know, living my truth and being who I was. And I had a radio show in the beginning called Surviving the Shift. And, of course, I've brought it back because there's so many people who are needing, you know, practical help with surviving this shift that we're going through right now, because it really is life-changing. And, you know, people talk about 2012 as being, you know, the Armageddon, and truly it is. I mean, we really are ending an old life and beginning a new one, and it really feels like that. It feels like a death and rebirth, so to speak. So, you know, I had this show called Surviving the Shift, and it was, again, one of those things where it was born out of what was going on in my life. So I was, you know, needing some guidance with, you know, going through all the changes that I was going through and really kind of shifting and molding myself as to what I thought was going to make me happy. And at the time, you know, at the time I launched the show, I was really still very much a people pleaser. You know, I was always looking outside myself and wondering what other people thought of me and looking to other people to see what I should be doing with my life. And so I built this entire empire, so to speak, around the opinions of others. So I had, you know, it looked on the surface like I had everything together, and, you know, I had, you know, a growing following as a numerologist, and of course I did like the numbers. I mean, that definitely was one of the things that still remains today, that I still work with the numbers. But other than that, you know, there were a lot of things in my life that just were built from a place of inauthenticity. It was really about building it to please other people. And I was, you know, and I was also very much a control freak. I always like to call myself that because I really was. You know, I was totally, you know, controlling everything. And we all know that using the law of attraction and really making it work, we can't really control the how. And I was trying to control the how. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had, it, on the surface, it looked like I had everything going for me. You know, I should have been happy, but I wasn't. And it was really, you know, it sounds kind of corny and cliche that, you know, I woke up one day, literally, I woke up one day feeling like I'm not happy. And it just felt like this aha moment or this epiphany that I suddenly had one day that I just realized that none of the things in my life were really making me truly happy from that core, you know, within yourself. You know, it was surface happiness.
Right.
And so, you know, that's kind of when the Authentic You brand started to come about. I started to think about what would really make me happy and what it was that I wasn't doing in my life that, you know, could lead me there. And it all boiled down to, you know, and I'm very analytical, so I always analyze everything to death. And so, you know, with much soul searching and analyzing and all of that, I came up with the fact that I wasn't living my truth. And truth is very important to me, and it's always been. And I remember working in HR and at CIBC in my younger years and, you know, in my early 20s, and always being called Tell It Like It Is Michelle, because I would always call out what was being said between the lines, if you know what I mean. You know, if there was a lot of drama going on in the office and people were kind of beating around the bush and not, you know, speaking their truth, I would call them on it and I would bring it out. It was like bringing the elephant out in the room. And so truth was always important to me, and here, lo and behold, I wasn't living my truth. I wasn't being authentic. And so that's how it came about initially. But I really didn't own it until after I crashed, really crashed. I mean, I hit rock bottom. Like, I totally bottomed out to the point that I really felt like I was severely depressed. I was, you know, not, I was just going through the motions in life. I was really, really struggling, incredibly struggling. So, you know, I think my story is a little bit more drastic than most, and I don't, you know, I don't recommend to people to, you know, sell their house and sell most of their possessions and, you know, up and leave their home and travel across the country in search of, you know, happiness. But that's really what I did, and it wasn't until I arrived here in Calgary from the East Coast that I really started to own my authenticity and really stepping into it and really starting to shape the Authentic E brand to what it is today. So, I mean, that's part of my story, and that's really how it started to evolve, but it's just in the past little while that I've really started to own it, and it's so interesting to watch so many people really stepping into their power now and really feeling like they can't live inauthentically, because, you know, if you look at, I always bring up Occupy Wall Street because that's such a good example of how the world is screaming that we can't live in, you know, non-integrity. We have to have truth and integrity and, you know, truth. I mean, that's just the core word of it all is truth. We want truth. We want truth in our outer life, our inner life. We want it all. I mean, we just want to be who we're, what we're meant to be.
I think, Michelle, when you use the word truth, that just struck a note and a little bell went off in my head. As I was saying before, Saturday I had been to one live event where there were motivational speakers, and I was supposed to go back yesterday, and since I've been feeling sick the past few weeks and didn't have enough energy, the universe definitely did slow me down, and I realized that I ended up not going yesterday because I needed to turn myself around and switch the platform to two or three other motivational people who, when I studied them yesterday, the difference between the Saturday professionals and the Sunday professionals was literally truth. And that was what I didn't feel and see on Saturday authentically and what I did totally feel yesterday. And then I went, of course, and backed it up with some of my professional friends in the Los Angeles area. And it's interesting for, you know, everyone out there who's going to be listening to this show that Michelle and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and we've both been saying, you know, there's a pattern, kind of like a trend, you know, that we've been watching and following, like within the marketplace, just to be able to kind of study the niche. And I really think you said it today classically. People are starting to wonder, they're not all at the place of awareness where they know what questions to ask. They're just feeling unsettled. They're restless. They're searching. They're seeking out. They're looking. And truth really is this get raw, get naked, these kind of trip words we're hearing a lot lately. This is really what it's all about. And unfortunately, but I guess that's how the world goes, there are a lot of people out there who are going to be using the words get raw, get naked, but they're really not getting raw and naked. We've discussed this, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
And I think that's something, if you wouldn't mind kind of touching on with your background and your experience, so that we use this show as a platform and a springboard for a lot of people, I know some of my listeners who tune in, to wake them up for them to realize that you can still research someone, you can Google them, you can attend their event, but keep your eyes and ears and keep your heart wide open, right, Michelle? Because there will be signs that will be showing you that there will be some that will be walking and talking, the real walk and talk, and there will be some that won't be. So it's going to be a wake-up call, a lesson for a lot of people to really realize where they fit in, and then they can look within themselves and go, hey, where am I at? You know what I'm trying to say? So
well,
that they can,
you know, I think there's a lot. Go ahead.
No. I wasn't really sure if you were understanding what I was saying because, you know, like I said, I was at this event Saturday where there were, oh, I don't know, it was a huge big room filled of people. And I know that Tony Robbins had 4,000, you know, at his live event. And he calls himself a life strategist. And the other event that I was at, these people, you know, have totally different titles. But the world is in a place where we all are shifting, like you said. And I think the key thing that I'm getting at is that so often you and I have these conversations because we really are more of that Tony Robbins, Oprah style. This is our passion. This really is our purpose. It's two words that came up when we were speaking before the show that came to my mind this weekend that woke me up in the middle of the night last night, and I know that's who you are. It's life mission, but it really is your life mission. People feel it.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's this interesting movement or shift. I like to use the word shift because that's really what it's all about. But, you know, in previous generations, I think, you know, we were more or less on autopilot as a human race. You know, we kind of just followed in the footsteps of our parents, and we were expected to go into certain professions, and, you know, we really had it all cut out for us, and we really, you know, following our path and our purpose was more like a hit or miss kind of thing. And now, as we're moving into this shift where we're able to do whatever it is that we want to do. I mean, totally. I mean, the sky's the limit, literally. That's scary. That's really scary because, you know, even though we may be coming into this life with a particular purpose or path or what have you, there's so many avenues to express it. So it's like endless possibilities as to how we can live our lives and be. And so really, I mean, there's so many people that are following, you know, these spiritual leaders and these, you know, gurus and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, and they're following them because they're looking for some kind of direction instead of looking within. And when you do follow your truth and live with authenticity, the only thing you really have to guide you is what I like to call breadcrumbs, because the universe throws you these breadcrumbs and you follow them. But it's kind of like you're following them blindfolded, and you just get one, and you can only see that far, and you work with that breadcrumb, and then you get the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So it's about letting go of the control. It's it's about saying, okay, I know what I have right now to work with. I know what my heart says that it wants to do, so let's work with what I have right now, and then wait for the next breadcrumb, because sometimes it's all about timing. It's about trusting that it's coming, but you need to, you know, let it go. Let it unfold. The how has to come however it's going to come. But that's so scary. I mean, we're at this cusp right now where we're wanting to do this. You know, and again, the whole Occupy Wall Street, it's like enough's enough. We don't want to follow other people. We don't want to fit into these molds. We don't want to follow somebody else's path. We have our own path. But we're not quite ready to leap into it 100% yet because we're just, it's a very gray area, really. I mean, it's very
huge.
It's like jumping with both feet and hoping that, or I guess knowing that that net will appear, and some people just aren't ready to take that leap. But I'm seeing this huge movement away from people wanting, and I was the same way. You know, when I had my show, my radio show, Surviving the Shift, I got to a place where I had to give it up because I just got tired of interviewing authors and speakers and people who were promoting their things, you know. They had lots of great things to share and lots of, you know, words of wisdom and all of these things, but I just didn't want to listen to their story and their path anymore because I had my own. And, you know, I think that's what people are moving away from. They're not necessarily wanting to follow these spiritual gurus anymore, and they're kind of stepping away from them. And I think, you know, the whole Authentic You brand is built around the fact that authenticity isn't about a particular way of living. It's about living your own way, which means that, you know, we're not going to, on this network or on this, you know, platform that I'm building, we're not going to give you specific, you know, steps, and this is the way to
or answers.
This is the only way. Right,
exactly.
There's no answers. This is about living and being you, and that's the bottom line. There's no steps, there's no, you know, particular, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, charge $500 to give you 10 steps to authenticity, because what my steps would be is totally different from what your steps would be. So,
and it's okay.
That's
okay.
Yeah, and it's okay.
And that's the beauty.
That's right.
And if anything, I'm so glad if you get anything, all you listeners, if you get anything out of this half an hour listening to Michelle, I think we've tapped into some really groundbreaking basic principles, because I study this 24/7. I'm all about the life strategies. I'm all about understanding that you can, you know, you're just one person following along your path. And whatever your true purpose is, that's lying within you, and the connection that you have, whether it may be with your source, to a higher power, be it God, to whomever, there is no other person out there who is like your God or your goddess who is going to give you the answers like years ago and say, you go be a dental hygienist. You would be great if, you know, you come to me and I'm a guidance counselor and I say to you, fall into a path where you'd be a great funeral director. Now, a lot of us, I'm middle-aged, that's where I come from as far as my background and my education. And something I heard this weekend, Michelle, which was really quite amazing, which was actually inspirational and it was uplifting, because the feeling I'm getting is that a lot of people are walking around kind of downtrodden, like stressed out. I should know what I need to be doing. What I'm doing right now isn't the thing. But how come I don't know what that thing is? And yesterday it was said when I was watching this television show that the beauty right now is we're into this new wave of creativity. We are all going to be able to be. We all have this platform to create our uniqueness. That means we may have to have those breadcrumbs and watch it unravel or develop. But it will be something that probably the next person, or the next person won't have it. So we're not all going to be like cookie cutters. It's a new age, right?
Yes, and it's, you know, those special children that are labeled ADHD or autistic,
I love
all
that.
Of that, they are the ones that have been living authentically.
They're the
ones
future.
Who won't,
I love
won't
that you brought this
be,
up. Yes.
They won't be boxed. I mean,
no.
They totally won't.
I think they are our future in hope and potential of our world becoming a more creative and loving place, because they do have, like you. Wow, we've touched on a lot of really interesting stuff. Had I have heard and known about this stuff 25 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that there was something wrong with me. I spent a lot of time thinking that there's something about me that just isn't good enough, and that was what I went through. So it's really very interesting. So in closing, if you could go back and change anything, Michelle, would you? Is there anything
absolutely
you would do different?
Nothing. You know, that's one of the things that I've learned over the course of my journey is the regret. It's that I know that everything happened for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's another thing that I always worried about was missing the boat. It's, you know, am I going to get where I want to be? Am I going to take a wrong turn or, you know, wait too long? And no, because we'll never, ever miss the boat. And we'll never, there's nothing that we should regret, because every single thing that's happening is meant to be happening. And, you know, there's lots of different choices to make, of course. I mean, you can take the scenic route or the short route or the ultra fast route or whatever, but you're going to get there. And, you know, it's all about the journey. And, you know, that's, everyone says it's all about the journey, but it's so incredibly true. And the moment that I let go of the how and let go of the control and just relished in the moment and took the breadcrumb that I had at the time and worked with that, it just all unfolded so beautifully. And the flow of synchronicity has been nonstop since.
I think that's amazing that you said that. There's something about the art of allowing. There's something about these words that we read of a lot, lady buzzwords, they're about letting go and surrender. And there's a big, huge one, and that's just believing. Believe that there is something great out there that you are meant to do. And if you don't know what it is yet, it will unravel itself and unfold, and it will be right in front of you when you open up your heart and your mind and you say, okay, put your hands up to the sky. You know, I have, once again, my very close friend who says, give it up to the manager. And we use this all the time in my house now. We laugh. We say, okay, just give that one to the manager. You know, say to the manager, okay, you take care of this one now. I'm giving this one to you. The letting go allows all the miracles and all the beautiful things to come when we all step into our own uniqueness. And just think what a great world this is going to be, you know, as we all get to the point where each one of us can be doing something special, and it won't be what the next person is doing. So I want to thank you for sharing. It was a real treat for me because I, of course, always look up to you, and I admire the fact that you follow your own path and that you've learned, you know, what type of people you gravitate to and how you've learned to be able to distinguish between those who are authentic and to those who you think are non-authentic. And, you know, you've attracted all those authentic people into your life, and I think it's just so beautiful. I'm blessed to be a part of your network. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I want to wish you well, and I'm waiting for you to get out here to California. Calgary winters are not so great. It's a beautiful day here.
No.
So.
I'm coming.
Okay, great. You just make that happen. And for all of you, the next show that I'm going to be doing, that I thought about this actually this weekend, this next show, I am going to talk about my life journey a little bit, and then I'm going to be going into the months of March and April, which are all about the legacy and understanding the purpose and power and the measure of men. So thank you all for listening, and until the next time, take care, everyone. All my love.